Yeah, good evening to everyone. Yeah, today I want to give the message to the whole world about the Word of God. So please pay attention and listen to me. Get your pen and paper ready in case if I give any quotations, you write it down and do your own research. I have a big accent, so please pay attention so that you can listen to what the Holy Spirit is going to speak through me today. Let us pray. Oh Lord, thank you very much for this evening. Lord, you have called me, you have chosen me as one of your worker to proclaim your message to the whole world. You say the workers are few for the harvest, and you have chosen me to speak the word of God to the whole world. Oh Lord, speak to me. Don't use my own power, because if I use my own power, everything I'll do will be meaningless. So Lord, I welcome you, speak through me so that anybody who hear my message will learn something from it. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Before I preach, I want to give a testimony. I have a testimony. Yeah, I haven't given a testimony before, but I want to give a testimony. I've given my life, how God called me, testimony, but this one. Something happened on the 18th of this month, on the December here, December. Please pay attention and listen. I want you to know who God is. I want you to know the power he have. That is why I always preach about what? Repentance and what? Salvation. You see, now listen to me. You see, on the 18th of December, last 2 weeks, I decided to drive Uber. So I picked a lady and her two sons to work. I dropped them around like 5:50 or 5:45 a.m. When I was about to go move from that place, I was about to turn the Uber on and the Lyft also on. So when I was about to move, I was praying in my mind, I was just talking to God in my head, and I told God, I said, God, I want you to come to this car. When I move from here, the first person I'm going to pick, the first person who is going to call me, I want you, that person should be you. That's why I told God in my mind. So I turned the Lyft and the Uber on and I was driving. Within 2 minutes, I get Lyft was ringing. I accepted the request. So when I was going to pick the person, it was like 5 minutes from where they called me to the place where I'm going to pick the person. So I decided that I want to look the person so that if I know the person name, it will be easier for me to address the person when the person is coming to the car. So when I look at the name was a woman name, a name called Krella. Krella. And I was like, ah, my God, you were a man. You are not a woman. I want to talk to you. I want to come to my car. I didn't open my mouth. I was just saying in my mind, in my head. I was just communicating with God in my head. So, what God told me immediately when I said, God, you are a man. You are not a woman. So how can I talk to a woman? All of a sudden, God also replied me. He said, don't worry. I can talk to anything I want. That's what he said. I was shocked. So like, when I was going, I know for sure I am going to meet God. Pay attention and listen to me. I know that I am going to meet God because what he told me. So, I was still driving. When I get there, I pick the lady. I welcome the lady. And she came and sat down. She put her seatbelt on. And when I was going to, when I was about to move, I looked at where she was going, and she was going to IHOP. So I'm going to drop her at IHOP. It's a restaurant. So I asked her, are you going for breakfast? Because it was around like 6 a.m. And I was like, are you going for breakfast? She said, yes. And I was like, are you going to invite me? She said, no. And I was like, why? She said, because Jesus Christ is here. And I was like, what do you mean? She said, Jesus Christ, God, is in this car, and he is going with me for the breakfast, so I cannot go with you. And I was like, who is here again? He said, who is here? I said, Jesus, he is here in this car. So I was so excited. I was so happy that what I told God in my head, I didn't open my mouth. I was talking God in my mind, in my head. So I was so excited, and I told the lady, give me 5, greet me. She shook my hand, and she said, why? And I told her that this is what I told God. I told God to come to this car. I want to talk to him. And you also came and told me that, yes, God is here in this car. And God is going with you in the breakfast. And the girl too was so excited. You see, my testimony, what I'm trying to say is, my brother, my sister, everything you are doing, make sure that you are doing to glorify God. Do what is right. Obey God and see how he is. He knew everybody what you think. What I am thinking, he knows. He knew you before you were born. My brother, my sister, my mom, my daddy, my uncles. Please, that day, I was so excited, happy that day. That is my testimony. I want you to see God. I want God to come closer to you. When you think he will come, like the way he did to me. Alright. Today's message I'm going to give. Why God have to come to this earth or to this world? You see, Jesus came to save our life. Why he have to come? If we are righteous, why he have to come? I want to explain something here. Please pay attention. When you read Ezekiel, let's read Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4. Let's read here. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sin, it shall die. Here, God said, every soul in human being is for him. And every soul that sin, God said, that soul shall die. You see, anybody who sin, you are dead. In spiritually, you are dead. God can never come to you. God can never come closer to you. Because why? You have sinned. God made human being so that he can live in human being. But because our sin, he can't live in us. God created heaven and earth, create Adam and Eve. When he created them, he gave them instructions. You see, Adam, you can eat every fruit in this, everything in this throne, the garden, except this one. the tree of knowledge, good and bad. Don't eat. The day you eat, you will die. God made human beings to live forever. But when, let's read, I think it's Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. Okay. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden that may fill it, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eat, thou shalt surely die. You see, he has already said in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4, that any soul that sin shall die. So the soul was in Adam, sin, disobeyed God, because why? The serpent convinced Eve, the woman, and Eve also gave the food to Adam, and they ate. When they ate, they became naked. So they sinned against God. God lived in them, but since they sinned, God can never live with a soul who had been sinned, because the soul is dirty, and any soul which is dirty, God can never live in you. So God have to live, and drove them from the Garden of Eden. You see, now God don't have a place to live. He made you to live in you, and now you have sinned, and he can't come to live with you. That is what is written in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 to 3. He said, I am not dumb, that when you talk to me or you ask me something, I can't hear you. Or my hand is not short to help you. But because of your sin, it has separated you from God. So anytime you sin, your soul sin, God separate himself from you, because your soul is dirty. Your soul is dirty. He can never live in you. And your soul also live in the blood. The blood in you, the soul is living in it. That is why when something cuts you, not this body, you feel pain or no. It's your soul you feel pain, because your soul lives in the blood. That's why when somebody, the soul lives in you and you dead, you can't shake yourself. But if you see me moving myself like this, is the soul moving? This body is the clothes for the soul. So if somebody died, it means the soul is gone. So when the soul is gone, and somebody use a knife to cut you, you won't feel it. Because why? Your soul is gone. It doesn't live in you. So everything you do is the soul. If you're running, it's the soul running. But the cloth is this body covering it. If you eat, the soul is the one helping you to eat, to feed this body. You see, when you are bathing, is the soul moving you. When the soul leaves, you can never move no more, because why? You're dead physically. You see, so they sin against God, because the soul is for God, and they sin against God. And God want to come back. Let's see if what I'm saying is true. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 70, verse 11. Let's see where the soul live. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that make an atonement for the soul. You see, your soul live in the blood. And at that time, before God can be closer to a man, since your soul is dirty, he can't come. And your soul also live in the blood. Your soul is dirty. Your blood is also dirty. God needs something to clean your soul, so sanctify your soul, so that it can be closer to God. But the blood in you can never wash your soul to be clean, because the soul is sin and is dirty, and the blood is also dirty because it's in it. So God decided, well, for him to become closer to human being, then you have to use animal blood to purify your soul. Animal blood to cover your sin. Because God can never see sin. He don't want people sin. So when he sees sin, when he sees sin, he can't come. So he needs something to cover your sin, so that he can be closer to you. So he asked them to kill animals to purify, like the way he said in Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11. They use animal blood to do what? To purify themselves, to ask for forgiveness. But that one, they do it every year. Because why? The animal blood is not pure. It's not quality to clean the soul. So they have to do it once in a year. Once in a year to, you know, to cover their sins. It's like your dining table. If you have scratches in your dining table, it's dirty, and you have some, your dining table is dirty, and you are going to have some visitors, what are you going to do? You will get a tablecloth to cover the dining table, so that when your visitors come, they won't see that your table have scratches on it, or is dirty. But the tablecloth will cover your scratches and the dirty stuff on your table. After a few years or a few days, you will see that the cloth is dirty. You have to trash it and buy another one to cover it. The same thing they were doing the Old Testament. Because their soul has been sin and is dirty, they have to use the animal blood to sanctify or to purify, or to, you know, to cover their sin. So when the blood is covering their sin, it cannot take the sin out forever. It can last for only 1 year. Then you have to do it every day, every year, every year, every year, every year. So God decided that, no, then I have to come. I have to come by myself. Because there is no blood can take away the sin. There is no blood which can be washed, which can wash our soul. Because human being soul is dirty and has affected the blood in it. So there is no human being on this earth who can wash our soul. Only one person who have never sinned, who is only God. So God have to come and use his blood to come and wash our soul, so that he can come inside me and you. You see, that is the reason why Jesus came on this world. Because killing animal every year to purify the earth. So it's not good for God. And that one is not good. It's just temporary. He wants the one forever. So that if he used his blood, because his blood had never sinned, and it's pure and quality to wash our soul. So he has to come so that he can use his blood to wash or clean our soul, so that he can come back and live in me and you, like the way he was with Adam. For he made human being to live in us. You see, like when you read Acts chapter 7 verse 48, he said, I don't live in building house built with human hand, but I live in human being, you. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 to 20 is also there, that our body, the temple of God, the Holy Spirit live in it. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 16 to 17 is also written there, that don't you know that your body is the temple of God, and anybody who destroys this body, God will destroy you. God live a human being at first, and Adam sinned and he moved. He wanted to come back again, but since the soul is dirty, he needed quality blood which can purify our soul forever and ever. So he have to come as a human being to come and live in us. But he can't live with in us unless our soul is washed. So we have to be killed. That is why Jesus Christ came on this world to die, so that anybody who accepted him as God and personal savior, God will use Jesus' blood to wash your soul. So when it's clean, then the Holy Spirit will come and live inside. Anybody from Adam to John the Baptist was not full righteous. Full righteous. Only God, Jesus Christ, was full righteous. So all of them have sinned. You see? So, because of that, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45 going, it will tell you that first Adam sinned. So anybody who are under first Adam, from Adam to John Baptist, so if you want to come to the second Adam, which is Jesus Christ, the moment you accepted Jesus Christ, the second Adam, your soul has been washed, so that the Holy Spirit can come and live inside you and use you and talk to you. That is why God has to come. I don't want to talk much. If you read Hebrews chapter 10, you verse 1 to 16, is there. Find time and read it. You will see what I'm talking about. That the first one was just a shadow of the new one. Because God didn't like animal sacrifice. No. He wants the righteous one, which is himself. You see. So what I'm trying to say is, anybody, if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, please today, any religion you are in, please Ask yourself. People were with Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ was born, when he was working all the time, people were with him. And they write the Bible for us to read. Like the way we didn't meet Christopher Columbus, but people were with him at that time. And they write his book, his history. George Washington, the first president of America. Nobody on this earth was with him, but the people who were with him at that time, they wrote a book or history about him, and we are all reading it. The same thing, when Jesus Christ was born, people living in this time, nobody was there, but it's based on Peter, John, all the people who were with him. That's why we know that Jesus Christ was doing this. Jesus Christ was born. No man have sex with a woman. God and Holy Spirit pregnant who? Mary. He went inside the womb. Ask any religion. I am not insulting you, but any religion, ask your leader. Was your leader also do the same thing? Your leader was born with a man and a woman. They met before the leader came. When Jesus Christ died, the people there said he raised up the third day, and it was witness. When he raised up, he ascended back to heaven, and when he was going to heaven, people saw him naked. I mean, their eye. What about your leader? You are following him. Is your leader died and raised up again and went back to heaven? If no, then please don't follow dead body, but follow body who is alive. Follow the man who is alive. Don't follow a man who is dead. Because anybody follow your leader who is dead, you too are also dead. But if you follow a man who died and raised up and went back to heaven, that means you too, you will go back to heaven if you accepted the one who is alive. So it's two items, it's two things. You follow the life one and go to heaven, or you follow the dead one and die. The boy is in your court. Please, I am not here to insult anybody, but I beg you, if you don't know Jesus Christ I'm talking about, pray to God. Stop your sin. Accept him. And see what he will do for you. Jesus is God. God himself came to use his blood to wash our souls so he can come back and live in us. That's why he came. That's why he went back to heaven. Now, the second time he will come, he is not coming to wash your soul. No. He is coming to take those people who have his spirit. He is coming to take those people who have his spirit, the Holy Spirit, to get them out. So, if you have accepted Jesus Christ, your personal savior, and stop your sins and do what is right, you can never go there. Many people have said they are believing in Jesus Christ, but they don't have the Holy Spirit in them. So when Jesus comes right now, he is taking only those who have his spirit. And many people claim, I'm a Christian. If you are a Christian, how are we going to know? Mark chapter 7 verse 21 said, not anybody who say hallelujah, 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 who use my name to heal the sick, who use my name to raise up a dead body, who use my name to do miracles, are going to heaven. But the one who do the will of God. So if you know that Jesus' blood has washed your soul, you will do what is right. When he talk, you will hear. When you do something wrong, he will rebuke you and you will stop. But because you don't have God's spirit in you, you do what you want. Let me tell you one thing. Those people who haven't accepted Jesus Christ, other religions, let me come here. When you read Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 to 10, you see, or from 1 to 10, when you read that side, you will see that when Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, the three wise men saw that Jesus had been born. They want to come and see Jesus, but they don't know where Jesus was. So the stars, many stars was in the air. Many of them, but only one star came out and leading the three wise men. Why not 10 stars was leading the three wise men, but only one? What I'm trying to tell you is, like, we have many religion on this earth. Many religion. But I am telling you, only one religion can take you to see Jesus Christ. Only one religion can take you to heaven, which is Christianity. Many stars on the air, but only one lead the three wise men. Many religion on this earth, but only one will lead you to heaven, which is Christianity. Your leader died, didn't wake up. Why want to follow a dead body? Why can't you follow the one who died and raised up again and went back to heaven? People saw him. Why want to follow this man? But you want to follow the man who is dead. Brother, my sister, I don't want to talk much. This message, I pray that anybody who will listen to this message and you don't know Jesus Christ, I'm not talking about those who go to church. Many people go to church, but they don't know Jesus Christ. Many people go to church, they don't know Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the Christianity people, the Christians, the quality Christians. Because Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14, no one can see God without holiness. If you're not holy, count yourself out. You cannot see God. Do your best. Accept Jesus Christ, your personal savior. Accept him to come inside you. If God see who you are, that you have accepted him real, he will use his blood, Jesus' blood, to wash your soul so that the Holy Spirit can come inside you and work for you. Anybody listen to this message, please, we are all sharing the word of God. If you can't preach, please, when you listen to this message, share it. The more you share, you're also preaching. You are doing the work of God. But people because they say they are Christians. But when they hear the word of God, like Johnny Boy preaching, they can share. Because why? They are in the same situation. They are sinners. So when they share to somebody, the people are going to, but me and you, we sin together. Why are you sharing this to me? Because of that, many Christians cannot share God's words, God's message, God's preaching videos. Why? Because they are in the same sin. But if they are righteous, they are doing what is right, I bet you, they will share and proclaim the message God is speaking through Johnny Bwedu, so they can spread it. So you will see that only few people share the message. Why? It's not only my message. Many people who preach the word of God, when they share their message, people can share. Because why? They are in the same situation. They sin. So they can't share. You see what I'm talking about? But if you put what is stupid, what is bad, dirty stuff, unnecessary video, you will see how people will share. Because why? They are in the same thing. So they are happy that people are coming out with what they are doing, so they become happy and share and share and share. If you like, say something bad and share to everybody, you will see people will be sharing. Because why? They are in the same level, so they have to share. But when you preach the word of God, which is life, for to change people's life, people don't want to share. Because why? They have sinned against God and they have felt shame to share. Yes, the other day I called somebody in Arkansas and I said, I gave you my testimony. Have you watched it? He said, I haven't watched it yet, but I'll watch. And I said, please, if you watch it, can you share? Because my testimony, I want people to repent out of it. The man told me that, Johnny, I can watch, but I cannot share. Yes, a man. I can watch it, but I cannot share. You see, they are sinners. They can't share. Because when they share among their friends are going to insult them because you are doing the same thing. Why are you sharing? So they are ashamed to share the word of God. So please, those people who want to share, God will bless you. You are doing the work of God like the way I am doing. You are doing the same thing. So share the word of God for the people who have accepted Jesus Christ. The other religion will know why God has to come on this earth. Will know why Jesus has to come. Because without Jesus Christ, we can never go to heaven. So let us share the word of God, so that those people who are having accepted Jesus Christ also repent. If only you believe that you are a Christian, share my message and share my testimony. Many people don't know why God called me or how God called me. Share my testimony. It's on YouTube, Love God FM channel, or you go to my website, www.lovegodfm.com. You will get my testimony there. Share my testimony for people to know. People are repenting out of it. So share my testimony. Because my testimony was not a small thing. If you watch my testimony, you will know who I am, so that you can share the message across the world. And any platform you are, share the message there. If somebody tell you don't share the message in that platform, don't mind the person. Let the person remove it. Don't remove it. Let the person remove it from the platform. And people who call themselves the Christians, but they try to reject the word of God. When we preach, then they are trying to hide our mercy. They don't want the people who don't believe God to know God. They are Christians, so they try to hide, and they try to connive with the people who don't believe God. Some people are there like that. I don't want to mention their names, and they know what I'm talking about. If they watch my video, they know that I'm talking to them. But I'm not going to mention their names. No. I'm not going to mention their names. They say they are Christians. They say even God called them before me. But when we share the message, they remove the message from their platform. Because why? Some people don't believe God. And they, I don't want to go far. But they will see powers. Those people, they will see powers of God. You will see. Sit down. And let's see. You guys are playing. Me, I didn't call myself. It's God called me. 29th of June, 2014. Yes. That's why I'm not afraid of anybody. Only God. Because His power is in me. His spirit is in me. So when I speak, I have to speak in boldness. Because Peter, John, James, the disciples, was preaching with boldness because of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It said, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, He will give you power to preach about the word of God across the whole world. And those people who say they are Christians, they are sitting down. And when we share the message for them to share, they try to hide the message. God is watching you. God bless everyone. God bless everybody. Please share this message. Give a comment on YouTube. Either you like it or not, just give a comment. I don't care. If you like it, like it. If you dislike it, just dislike it. And if you like this message too, subscribe so we can move forward. God bless everyone. And I'm still planning so we can read the Bible chapter by chapter next year. It will be soon. So God bless everybody. God bless everybody. And give everybody long life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Bye-bye.